Hi, this is Janice Nichol, please.
Yes, it's Colin.
Hi, Janice. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal with the law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Yeah.
How are you, Janice?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Fantastic. Are you able to have a 10-minute chat with me, Janice, about your case? Before I progress?
Yeah.
Just to let you know, Janice, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Okay.
It's my role here at MMA to go out and gather the evidence for you. Whether that be through the likes of social services, educational authorities, and the like. Just so I can get, obviously, you know, evidence for you and before we present to you the Scottish redress.
Mm-hmm.
But today's call, Janice, isn't so much about your time in care. It's more to get to know you a bit better and try to understand how, you know, the trauma you faced as a child, how that has an effect on you as an adult. You know, stuff that I can evidence, like, you know, being diagnosed with depression, anxiety, PTSD. Mm-hmm. Then obviously I'll write to your GP and gather all of that evidence. And any sort of issues with alcohol or substance issues, again, your GP, or I'll write to, you know, rehabilitation centres or charities, rehabilitation charities. What I'm trying to do, Janice, is trying to build a picture of Janice Nichol, not only in care, but also because of care, Janice. It just obviously gives the Scottish redress team an overall accurate picture of the trauma you face as a child, how that has bled into, haunted you as an adult. And they have to take that into consideration, Janice.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you some sort of questions, Janice, and I apologise for briefly in advance. I am so sorry for the other circumstances we are talking. although I am happy to speak to you. Have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of anxiety or depression, Janice?
Yeah, depression.
Okay. And do you take medication from your GP?
No, I used to.
You used to?
Yeah.
Okay, so still there, I'll still be able to find it on your medical records.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any issues with anxiety or being diagnosed with PTSD, Jenna?
No.
Have you had any issues with alcohol or any substance addiction issues in the past?
Yeah, I'm a recovering alcoholic.
How long have you been, how long have you been busted?
It was 5 years tomorrow.
Ah, oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Five years tomorrow. Well, as I mentioned that. Any issues with substance abuse?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
One last question, Janice. It's the toughest one, unfortunately. And again, I'm so sorry for having to ask this one. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Janice?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
So sorry. I hate that question. The reason why I asked that, Janice, is to ask if you were hospitalised.
No, okay. I was in hospital twice.
Okay. So that's the end of the tough question, I should say. Thank you for that, Janice. Sorry for having to drag you over that. So I'm going to write to your GP, Janice, obviously with your permission. I'm not going to, I don't need to disclose why I'm writing to them. It's none of their business. We're being racked with your lawyer. So we can request all the information on your medical records anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So are you happy for me to write to your GP, Janice, and gather all your medical records?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Okay. Can I take your GP practice details, please, Janice?
Yeah. Can't remember the name of my doctor. Hey, Doctor Mr. G.
Doctor what, sorry?
Mr. G. N-U-R.
Yeah.
E-H-D-E-E.
Oh, wow. And can I have the practice details, please, Janice?
Yeah, it's based in Abercrombie Street. I just can't remember the number.
Now, do you know what the actual practice name is?
Bridgeton Hill Centre.
Bridgeton Hill?
Yeah, Bridgeton, B-R-I.
Yeah.
B-C-E-T-O-N.
And then Hill separately, yeah?
Yeah, Hill Centre, yeah.
Okay. Where did you go to get help with the alcohol, or did you just come off that yourself?
I don't know.
Okay. Did you keep you aware about your alcohol issues, or no?
I think I've said to them in the past that I've no deal with them too deep. I've just said, oh, I'm a recovering alcoholic, that's it.
Okay. So, once I've obviously write to your GP, which is fine, I'll then write to the social services and the education authorities of the care settings you're in.
Uh-huh.
I've got a new field called Cribros, St. Mary's. So I'll write to those social services and the education authorities. When I get any information back, Janice, from your time there, do you want me to share it with you?
No.
Okay. Okay. What I will have to do, Janice, is when I do get it back into our law firm, I will have to go through it with you. Yeah. If you're not comfortable with going through it with me, you want my female colleagues to do it with you, it's not a problem, just let me know. Somebody, you'll go through that with somebody here, either myself or my female colleague. We'll make sure that you're happy with all of the evidence that we've got from your time and care. We'll go through all of these statements, make sure that you're happy, you have everything in the statements that you want to be in there. And then we'll pin your medical records with the evidence of, depression, mental health issues, because of the trauma you suffered as a child. What we then do, Janice, is that we do what's called our final submission. So we submit all of our evidence, along with your bank statement, to the Scottish Redress team. You may even have to jump on a video call with the lawyer just to verify your ID. We'll cross that bridge when we come to in 8 to 10 months' time. And then we finally submit all of the evidence. Just to let you know what we've done so far, Janice, is we've gave Scottish Redress notice that we are going to claim. We've lodged the complaint, shall we say. We've got an application number for you, and we've been recognised as your law firm. But we have told them we are going to be providing them with support and evidence. So they are waiting on the evidence. The evidence just gives you, more of a chance, if you like, of getting the most out of this. So once we do the final submission, Janice, we then await a panel date. A panel of individuals inside of the Scottish Redress will deliberate on our case. It's all done behind closed doors, so there's no need for us to attend. We'll then get notification, hopefully, of the recognition in the form of apology that you deserve. And an offer of financial compensation.
Right.
Is that okay, Janice?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Okay, do you have any questions for me about my role and what I'm going to undertake for you over the next...
No,
8, 10 months? Okay. I just need to go back a step with you, Janice. Obviously, you know, our cases are deemed to be, you know, sensitive, and I just need to make sure that you fully understand our fees, and make sure that you fully understand what other options are out there and available for you, before I obviously then embark on probably our biggest body of work. I also have to go through it, Jennifer, on this recorded call for our compliance team, so I do apologise.
Okay.
Just to let you know, Jennifer, you can actually apply to the Scottish redress yourself. You don't need help from the law firm to do so. But that would obviously entail, you know, you applying, potentially even creating and submitting and gathering your own evidence. But that's an option for you. Option two, Janice, is there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress, and they won't charge you any fees. The reason why they don't charge fees, Janice, is that they participate in what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid per client by the Scottish Government, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case. Those law firms get paid £2,000 per client. Now, as a separate law firm from them, I can't legally discuss, you know, what those law firms would do for you, or probably more importantly, Janice, what they won't do for you.
Right.
All I can tell you is that we as a law firm don't participate in that scheme.
Right.
We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions, and we don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, and we definitely and certainly don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either.
Right.
What we do is with our clients like yourself is we enter into a private fee agreement under a no win, no fee contract,
right,
in which you win, we win, you lose, we lose together.
Right.
It's on us as a business, and as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to help you and give you the best possible chance of getting the most positive outcomes in this process.
Right.
Our fees aside, basically, Janice, it's on us to, you know, to go and build the best case we can for you.
Right.
Our fees, Janice, are capped at 16% plus VAT. What does that mean? What it means that no matter how much time, effort or work goes into your case, you will never pay us more than 16% plus VAT, which nets you out at 19.3%. So that's the most you'll ever pay us. On the flip side, Janice, on the no fee side of the no win, no fee contract, because you've been through such, you know, emotional turmoil in your life because of your time and care, we will never place you under any sort of financial pressure if you're unsuccessful with your case. We just won't. We're not allowed to. And we wouldn't do it anyway.
Right.
So what that means, Janice, is if we are unsuccessful getting you any compensation, you don't pay us any money. Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees at our end, so it'll never come back on you.
Right, that's understandable.
Is that okay, Janice?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Perfect. Do you understand those two options I've just given you?
Yeah, you have.
Okay. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. You signed a no win, no fee agreement on the 19th of March this year. You have what's called a 14-day cooling off period, Janice, from the date you signed any documentation with us. What that means is you can change your mind anything up to, you know, day 14,
Read
the agreement you have with us and walk away and pursue this, you know, however which way you want.
Mm-hmm.
If you're unaware of that 14-day cooling off period from the 19th, I can restart that from today.
No,
I was going to say, alternatively, if you're happy with us as your law firm, happy with our fees, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case, but that's entirely up to you.
Yeah, just keep it going.
Okay. Yeah, so you're happy for me to waive the 14-day cooling off period?
Yeah, I'm off.
Okay. One question, Janice. Was you known as Janice Nicol Inc here?
No.
Okay, I need...
I'm married, then.
Okay, can I see your name in care, please, Janice?
Yeah, it's Cunningham.
So Janice Cunningham, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
reason why I asked him is when I'm writing to social service, they're asking for the Janice Nichols details. They won't have no clue, you know, what about.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. What I might need off of Janice at some point in the very near future is I might need a marriage certificate.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I've got that in it either.
Okay. I'll get one of my one of the customer care team to give you a call and get that off you. Yeah, I need it because obviously I'm sending you know, Janice Nichols, was Janice Cunningham, but I need a proof of name change document, so which is obviously your marriage certificate. So.
The thing is, on my birth certificate, it says Mulhern, but I was brought up with a different father, so as far as I was aware, I was Cunningham all my life until I got my hands on my birth certificate.
And what was on your birth certificate?
Mulhern.
Oh, okay. What do you think then, Josh? What do you think the social services would know you as?
Libid Novus Cunningham.
Okay. Okay, that's fine then. As long as we can get the evidence back for you as Janice Cunningham, that's totally fine. I'll get one of my I'll get one of the customer care team to get that my safe off you. But yeah, that's fine. As long as you're known as Janice Cunningham and care, then that's the name they'll go for. Any issues, you know, I'll come back to you and make something. You might need to get your birth certificate at some point, but if you haven't got it, I can help you get it, not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Do you have any questions for me, Janice?
No, not that thing.
Okay, perfect. Do you have my number now, Janice? My name's Michael. I'm going to be your case worker now to the end. Like I said earlier, though, if you're not happy or you want a female colleague on a case with you, you know, that's totally fine. Just let me know. But if you need any anything, Janice, give me a call. I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details and outline of our process, and I will stay in touch with you every 3 to 4 weeks, either by email or a phone call.
Right, no problem. That's great, Michael.
Ah, Janice, thank you very much. It's lovely speaking
to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoy your day, Janice. Bye now.
Bye.